Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a mom. I have three kids, and they all three learn differently. I know that they each need different things in order to be successful. So trying to shove some one-size-fits-all model down everybody's throat is never going to work. That's why you're seeing so many states around the country start to open up parental choice, universal school choice. We saw it get passed in Tennessee yesterday. It's something we did in the first few months of my administration. When Donald Trump took office, there wasn't a single state in the country that had school choice. Now there are more than a dozen and growing by the day because he's empowering states and empowering parents to take control of their kids' education again.
Sarah Sanders, Governor Sanders of Arkansas in Washington, D.C., today to help the Trump administration develop the idea of school choice and how it can be implemented. You know, we kind of talked about this yesterday, and I think when we had Corey DeAngelis on, what was it, Wednesday, he made reference to this, but the whole idea of school choice and reforming the whole education system might be as simple as tax credits that would go through Congress, where you get the benefit of your tax dollars to a certain extent. Which, I mean, there are tax credits towards educational expenses, but that there are probably a whole host of ways that this could be done that haven't been discussed yet.
Yeah, I think it's a tax deduction, isn't it? That you can just deduct the amount that you spend on certain things toward education.
I'm not smart enough to understand it.
Whereas I think a tax credit would be a lot better because that's dollar for dollar. That's a bigger return. Well, so, yeah, that could be done.
Can you tell me a little bit real quick here about, I don't know if you still have the Trump executive order still up.
I do.
But Donald Trump's administration has taken action on this. What is, a lot of these executive actions are direction. What was this one?
So this action from President Donald Trump was on Wednesday, and the order instructs the Federal Education Department to favor school choice programs when awarding discretionary grants. So it also mandates that the Education Department, this is where it gets interesting, because it's not just the Education Department, there are multiple departments that this affects. It mandates that the Education Department and the Department of Health and Human Services issue guidance on how states can use certain grants to encourage families to pursue educational alternatives. And it requires the Interior Secretary to find ways to use federal money to help families with children in the Bureau of Indian Education schools enroll elsewhere. That's, to me, that's one of those areas that you're really looking and saying, who's falling behind? My wife, personally, was in Teach for America, and that's an organization that kind of puts people around the country in really low-end failing school districts, tries to place good teachers in them. She really wanted to be on a sort of an Indian area, like a Native American area.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called anymore because they've go through different names. But the school districts in those areas are usually way behind. And so they need good teachers. And so President Trump targeting the Bureau of Indian Education with federal grant money so that they can experience school choice, that's on purpose.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of layers to this. And I've loved every bit of Donald Trump administration so far in like going about things in a less than traditional way, as long as it's constitutional, of course. Well, we've got a phone call here. And my understanding is this is Libby Guberle, who is the CEO of the Lutheran Elementary School Association here in St. Louis. Libby, welcome to the
show.
Hello. Hi. How are you doing?
Very excited. This is awesome. What a group of people that listen to the Annie Fry Show. They're doing great.
So my understanding is that the donations have been coming into lesastl.org/Annie this morning. As we started the show, you might have heard us say that we've made a little bit of a wager with our audience. If we could get to that goal by the end of the show, and if people would go onto the Annie Fry YouTube channel and vote in favor of it, Ryan's going to trim my hair and he's going to shave his beard. I was just thinking we'd stop in here at 111 on our Friday show and see where our total is right now.
Well, it's been going crazy since your last segment. And we are at, let me do it again. I think somebody just made another gift. So that changes it. We're at just 15,800.
Yay!
So we did it. We met the goal, Libby. We want to continue to grow this. This is so exciting. I have goosebumps. I cannot believe that we have been able to achieve this. And I know that when we first discussed this, we had a Zoom call, I don't know, months ago. And you were saying, you know, $5,000 would make a difference. And I was like, I think we can do more than that. Talk to me about the $15,000 mark that we want to continue to build on. We still got some time left. Talk to me about that $15,000 mark and how that puts us into a new level to get a match.
Well, so do you mean like the $16,000 mark? Because that's where we are now.
Okay.
And another one. That's amazing. Yeah, okay, the $16,000 mark.
Yeah, so we do have a couple of sponsors who, so we utilize the Lutheran Legacy Foundation, which is an organization that establishes endowments. And so we will put this money up there. They match it with another $5,000. I have an anonymous donor who will do another $5,000. So at $25,000 right now, maybe $26,000 now, we will be able to at least spend out two scholarships a year. But this is going into an endowment. So as the market feeds it, it'll eventually, and this will last in perpetuity, so forever. And as it grows every year, we'll be adding another scholarship, another two scholarships every year. So next year, two scholarships. The year after that, maybe three or four. So it just kind of grows.
That's awesome. Multiple kids then in a Christian environment, learning about Jesus, going to school. That's because of what's happening right now.
That's right. That is right. And so, you know, and the endowment will just keep growing, and we take 5% out every year, and that interest that we take out, and we leave the rest of it in there and let it keep growing. Yeah. Oh, so we're very excited about that. It'll, you know, every family, you know, family right now, a family of two or three kids will benefit from that. Yeah.
Libby, we're speaking with Libby Guberle, who's the CEO of the Lutheran Elementary School Association. I am so grateful to have been able to partner with you, because you and I think I initially met with you in another life when we were owned by our former employer, and I was on Saturdays. Yeah. And I have been wanting so desperately to use this platform in a way that I could talk to people about what Lutheran education has meant to me. And I know that you hear these stories all the time. And what I hear a lot, especially from grandparents who are able to send their children through Lutheran school, they're so happy when their grandkids can go to Lutheran schools. And they want other people to know, because it's kind of, I don't want to say it's a secret, but the affordability of a Lutheran education and the investment, the priceless investment that is made in a child's life through a Lutheran education, it's just so impactful. And there are so many Lutheran schools across the St. Louis area in Missouri and Illinois. I'm sure you hear these stories every day, but this is just such an amazing opportunity for children and families. And now there are going to be those who can access it who maybe wouldn't be able to access it before. What do you say to those families who are considering a Lutheran education? They're worried about the cost. They maybe haven't ever even gone to lesastl.org to learn about it because they're afraid they can't afford it and they don't want to know about something they don't feel that they can access.
Well, I think anybody that wants to go or consider a school needs to go and talk to that school, the administrator, the principal there, because they are very anxious to serve as many people as they can, and they want to try to help you get into that school, and they will help you figure out the scholarship opportunities for your family. So, you know, Lisa, as our organization, is an important part of that. There are other opportunities as well, and you just don't know it's there until you have a conversation with an enrollment department or the principal. principal there, and they'll walk you through it for sure. Attending an elementary school, it's really important because they're formative years. I mean, up until fourth, fifth grade, there's some vital pieces that they need to hit before they can go on. And as we were just hearing Dana Perino talk about, how many of our kids are not hitting those goals. And it's really important to get that done in elementary school.
Libby Guberle with us, the CEO of the Lutheran Elementary School Association here in St. Louis. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to partner with you. I'm so excited for these families who might be checking out a Lutheran education now that didn't know it was an opportunity that was even in their communities, didn't maybe know that it existed. I know there's no way you could possibly list them, but my understanding is a lot of Lutheran schools are in open house season right now as well.
That's right. Well, enrollment's starting right now, and a lot of them are doing open houses. So a number of our schools don't do open houses. They do personal visits, so they would want you to come in and walk through and talk to you. So that is also what a number of schools do. They're looking for people to come in, and they're anxious to support your family.
Well, if you are listening right now and you want to learn more and you still want to be a part of this, because my understanding is the scholarship can continue to grow. $15,000 was an important number to hit, but we don't need to stop there. LESASTL.org/Annie. And if you have questions about Lutheran education, get on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page and send me a message. I'll have a private conversation with you about my experiences and, maybe just any type of questions or concerns you might have. Libby, thank you so much for the opportunity to do this. Keep sending me those comments. I want to make sure I hit everybody who makes that donation. I know you've sent me a few here. Keep them coming, and we're so grateful for this partnership. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to announce that we've made our goal.
Yeah, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. Libby, we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, guys, we did it.
Yay! Is that from the street?
There's just people everywhere.
Wow, that's really, I didn't even know we had a microphone down there. Or that many people gathered ever in downtown St. Louis like that.
People are really sad about my hair, but they don't seem too sad about your beard.
No, some people are sad about my beard. My beard has a lot of emotional connection with people. And I think that they're about to realize that.
People being you.
You speak of your beard as if it's like a sentient being.
It's got its own Facebook.
Mine has its own Twitter account.
Yours does. Yours actually does.
We're still trying to figure out who that is.
I have an idea. Thanks, guys. Thank you. The YouTube live chat poll is, should Annie let Wiggins trim her hair if we meet our goal? Well, we've met our goal. We want to continue to grow, and I'm going to continue to shout out the people who are sending these donations. If you have sent a donation and you want to send a message to the Annie Fry Show Facebook page, you can send a message there. I'll read those as well. We've got 204 votes on the YouTube poll right now, and yes is winning by a slight margin.
Jeannie says, way to go, love your show, and what is 1 inch? So I don't know if she's saying she doesn't know, like me, or that she's saying 1 inch doesn't really matter.
I'm going to give you this paper.
Okay.
Here, take this paper, and I'm going to give you the scissors, and I need you to give your best guess as to what an inch is.
Right.
And then Brad's got a tape measure here.
All right, let's see here.
And... oh, come on.
All right. I'll try to be accurate.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. An inch? All right. Give that to Brad.
Okay.
We're going to have to practice. Practice. Oh, my gosh.
Where's our cut here?
Your cut? Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. That is where he cut it.
That's 2 inches.
It's almost
is
2 inches.
Two.
It's an inch and 3/4.
Ryan.
Well, I actually did try.
What do you mean? Like, normally you wouldn't?
Well, you know, in this case, I wouldn't be opposed to cutting a little more.
Work? No, I would. And maybe the people will vote in my favor. There's still hope.
I think that if we go over, which it sounds like we have a little bit, that we should make new goals. Like, okay, the new one would be I could cut your fingernails.
I pick on my fingernails,
then,
there's nothing to cut.
Which is unhealthy, which is why I should do it. Then after that, if we get to 17,000, I cut your laptop cord.
I just bought a new one because it was messed up. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to do next question in the next segment. Ask us anything. Oh, my goodness. My question to you is going to be, Ryan, how big is an inch? And we're going to do that every time we come around to my question, and you're going to have to keep practicing. Keep practicing.
Do I have to come up with funny answers to that over and over?
No. YouTube live chat poll. Should Annie let Wiggins trim her hair if we met our goal? We met our goal! We did it! We're over $16,000. Oh, $16,216 is the total right now. It continues. You are the most amazing people in St. Louis, out there in the Annie Fry Show audience. I am overjoyed. To God be the glory. Thank you. Don't stop now. Get on there and vote in favor of me or in favor of Ryan. Who are you voting for? We'll be right back. Drive me crazy. Heaven isn't crazy. It's just great. All right, it's next question time. You get to send us your questions with a little Ask Me Anything. Ryan, let's start with you. Your first question today.
Would you rather...
Okay, Eric Schmidt.
Time travel to the past or the future?
Like, just to visit?
You can go anywhere you want, but you have to choose one or the other.
To visit. Am I staying or am I...
No, you're just visiting.
Past.
Really?
Okay. I don't want to know my future.
It's not to know your future. It doesn't have to be to know your future.
But if you knew the future, I don't know how else to say that. That would ruin the present.
Not if you went far enough. If you go way, way into
would,
the future.
Because if you already know what is going to happen in the future, I'd feel like everything I was going to do is futile because I would already know the other side of it.
Like if you go so far that the modern things don't even matter anymore, then you don't know how what you do now has an impact.
But what are modern things?
Like you go so
faith,
far
family,
that
friends, that stuff doesn't matter in the future. I don't want to know that.
No, that stuff might still matter. But I'm talking like
you asked me and I answered. I go in the past. Stop arguing with me. This is my answer.
Well, I choose past.
Well, you what?
Yeah,
break.
Just be fun, you know? I would Winston Churchill.
I would go, you say that, but I would go to the past because there are certain historical events that I would love to watch unfold or see happen or be a, you know, not be a party to, but be a witness of. I think that would be really cool to be able to see.
I would sit down in the H.G. Wells time machine. I would hit go, and I would push the lever all the way and go as far into the future as I possibly could just to see what happens.
What if it was like next Thursday?
Well, then I'd know, okay, uh-oh, let's do some stuff this next few days. Don't think I'm going to be going into work. I'm going to go probably down like the biggest slip and slide I can find and then just kind of spend some time around the fire with my family.
I would take a nap.
Just a nap?
Yeah. I wouldn't even pay attention. I'd just close my eyes and take a nap.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to Andy Harder. I request that Ethan rips off his Hulk Hogan tank top in the background while Wiggins cuts Annie's hair. That's terrifying. Janine says, with her donation, I've been subbing at Our Savior in Fenton. They are fantastic. Nothing like a Christian education. Ron Miller, or Mueller, says Lutheran students are the best. I was one. And Mark Rogers says, love the show. Happy to support a great cause. Way to go, Annie and crew. William Walter says, all three of my uncles attended both Lutheran Elementary and Lutheran High School. And Betsy Miller says, Annie, you are very special, and I feel blessed to be a part of the Fannies. Happy Friday, Fannies. If you know, you know. I did not name them, but I am honored by them. Next question, Brad.
Yeah, this is about cosmetic surgery. And would you ever get cosmetic surgery?
As a vanity project or like I got wrecked in an accident?
No. As a vanity project.
Yes, I would. I have had four babies, and if the possibility exists that I could potentially look less like I had four babies in the tum-tum area, I would do that.
What about you, Ryan?
Yeah, I think I would.
He's had three babies.
We've had three, so I could probably use something.
Can I pick? What if we get to 20?
If we get to 20,000, you can pick anything you want cosmetically for me to change.
Boom.
But as long as you're on my back.
That would be like
that'd
the worst.
Be very uncomfortable sitting down.
I haven't thought
like
this
an automatic
through.
Recliner.
I just thought it would be weird if I had them in my front because I'm a guy. So I'm like, well, I'm going to get boobs.
Yeah. Totally.
Put them somewhere out of the way.
Totally less. Man, that's what women really want.
The old back boob.
Yeah.
Would you get, you said you'd get hair implants if it would.
I'd get hair implants. I'd probably find, you know, America has two genders again. So I would probably try to find one that nobody's discovered yet and maybe become that. Like, I'm not really sure what that means. But the back boob thing is a start.
I don't have a problem with people getting plastic surgery. I don't have a problem with people, you know, getting work done, if that's what you want. I do not like how trendy it is and how people are talking all about how 20-year-olds look older than 40-year-olds. Now, I'm 40, and I have had zero work done. Please do not get on the YouTube chat and suggest things that I should have done. But I remember when I was, I was pregnant with my first kid or maybe beforehand, but I had a coworker who had a few kids and she's like, yeah, if I do a handstand, everything looks like it used to. It's really stuck with me. But it would be nice to go back to that. But if I did it, I will say this, it would be 100% for me. Never in my lifetime has my husband ever suggested, like, you know, you should think about, like, what makes me sad is people who would do that for anybody other than their own personal self-esteem. I would want it to be more restorative than, like, transformative. So I don't have any fillers or Botox or anything like that. I'm not opposed to it, and I'm not saying I would never get it at all. Do what you want to do. But don't feel like you need to do it because other people are doing it.
I would bring a picture in and just of Brooks and Dunn, and I would say, make me that.
Can't you see, like, the women who are in their maybe 50s, 60s, and 70s, and they all kind of look the same?
Mm-hmm.
It's not as attractive as it could be.
Well, on TV, you know, that's when you see it the most. And, you know, professional entertainers, they want to stop aging. Everybody does, but they're able to do it because they got the money usually.
Sort of.
But they're not, they haven't, it's instead, it's a fork in the road. You go to one side and you age, you go to the other side, you get plastic surgery, but they're both not the past.
No, they're not. They're a different
look. You just
look
a different kind of aging.
You know what's amazing is all the rock stars that are from the 60s and 70s, maybe even 80s at this point, who get surgery done, they get, what they have done a lot is that they add hair. They just add a lot of hair. And they end up looking like an ant. They look like somebody's ant. Like,
well,
I hate to say.
Like an insect.
No. No, I hate to say, but people Steven like Tyler. Paul McCartney, like, that doesn't look natural anymore, man.
There, if you, the thing that happens with, I don't think probably a lot of men know this because they're not the one. There are men who definitely get Botox, and I don't have any problem with that. Do whatever you want to do. I live for the day where other people don't weigh in and tell you what to do. But what a lot of women will get is, I think Botox is what, it like stuns your muscles, so your muscles don't move, and so there you don't have wrinkles. Because your muscles causing your face, like, I have a little crow's feet. I'm 40 and I have crow's feet. I've noticed my neck looks a little less 20 these days, and it's kind of freaking me out. But the Botox that gets, I guess that's what it is, that gets put into maybe the upper lip or the upper parts of the lip, makes it so that women don't move their upper lip when they talk anymore. And you've probably noticed that something looks off for people, and you realize that their mouth doesn't move the way your mouth is intended to move because their upper lip doesn't move.
You know what I appreciate is Jim Carrey publicly went through this battle where he was talking about getting a little bit of Botox here and there, and he thought, no, I've made my career on having
facial
expression. He has specials in his early career called Rubber Face.
Yeah.
That he makes a career out of weird, crazy expressions. He's like, if I do it too much, or really at all, I might not be able to do anything that I do.
Yeah.
Here's a YouTube question that is dropped in our chat. You can go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel. You can vote in the poll. Should Annie let Wiggins trim her hair if we meet our goal? We've met the goal, and it's 55-45 right now in favor of yes. So go vote and
okay,
push that in
still.
One direction or the other. Helen says, ask me anything. How glad are we to have Ethan join the Annie Fry show? Solid choice. What do you guys think? He's not in here.
Yeah, since he's not in here, I'll say this.
Let's be honest.
That he does a really good job. And I've actually had people say to me, "Who
he's in here now.
That was a Seinfeld Kramer entrance if there ever was one.
Anyway, not a fan. What's up, dude?
Oh, Ethan, you just sit down.
Well, I just thought I heard my name.
No, you didn't.
Oh, well,
We're talking about Ethan.
Come on in.
Brad?
Yeah.
For the most part,
Ethan from the morning show.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
Yeah.
He's great.
For the most part, I love having Ethan on the show. Yeah, for the most part. It's just that he wears sweatpants and sometimes doesn't wear a shirt. Yeah. And outside of that, everything that he does, everything that he brings, he's a tremendous asset to me.
It's just your appearance, Ethan. It's just how you look.
Yeah, it's just how you look.
Why'd you wink when you said he's a tremendous asset?
How did you see me wink?
Yeah, that was weird. He's wearing aviators. How'd you see it?
Well, like, he makes me look bad. Like, I mean, he's just ripped out, and I just don't like that. It's the same reason you didn't like...
That's why Ryan's here, to make Brad look good.
Yeah. But no.
Man, there are daggers being thrown back and forth. There's a couple directions
that could have gone.
Yeah.
And Annie grabbed that before I could grab it.
Yeah, I did. Took it right out of
here. But actually, in all seriousness, Ethan is great. I love having him on the show. He contributes on air amazingly, off air, behind the scenes. You guys out there listening and watching, you don't get to see all the stuff that he does out there. He produces our show. He helps me where I need help. But not only that, he's helping Mark Reardon and Fred Bodmer.
He does ventriloquy.
Yeah. He just does a bunch of great stuff behind the scenes, too, as
Quee,
well.
Not so. Quism.
Thank you. Super kind words. I appreciate it. But
this is an argument we've had.
Have we?
Yes, it is. And I Googled it, and they're both allowed.
Dang it.
I wonder if the last time if I said ventriloquism and you said ventriloquy.
You know, I was doing some work out there. I was like, man, I'd love to get in
for this. You were doing a workout?
I was doing some work.
He wasn't wearing a shirt either.
Not a full workout. No. I was just doing pull-ups.
No.
Just getting a pump on. Just getting a pump on before he comes on air.
And I said to myself, man, I'd love to come in for this segment, but I would prefer to be in for maybe some of the 2 o'clock hour.
And then you created a profile called Helen.
And then someone mentioned this, and I was like, oh, I gotta come in, I gotta be funny. And now I'm sitting here and Brad's being all genuinely nice and sweet, and I'm like, now I just look like I just came in here to hear you guys talk amazing.
Do you want us to talk trash? Because we can do that too.
Yeah, Wiggins, hit me with your best shot.
You are ugly.
He's not ugly. He's handsome. He's a stunner and he's married.
I will never forget. I mean, like, in the past probably 3 or 4 years, the most sick I have been having to come into work and Ryan, halfway through my shift, walking up to me and saying, "What's up, you sick piece of..." Yeah, we need a bleeper.
It's even funnier because I don't cuss. So when I do,
that's the
it's
only
an exclamation
time,
point.
It's the only time
it's
I've ever heard you
curse.
It's
only for comedy. It's only for comedy.
Can I say something sincere about Ethan since I haven't answered this question yet?
I don't know, Ethan.
The role of the associate producer is... it's a full-time job. You're a full-time employee here. But we were all... Well, not Brad. This is your first media job. He went straight to the top of being an executive producer, but... The media industry, when you're starting out, did you have a media job before you were married?
Yeah.
Did it pay you much?
No.
Was it a lot of time?
Yeah, it was bad time, too.
All the time. Like
a lot of evenings and stuff.
The job of an associate producer, for Ethan to be a full-time employee at this point in your life is actually... It's incredible. When I was working at KFNS, I worked in sports talk for 3 years before I was making nothing, but nobody was making anything. I didn't have health insurance. This was before Obamacare and everything, and you had to. But media does not pay off for a while. And times have changed a little bit since we were starting out. But you have to really love what you do. To do what you do. You're not in it. You don't get your first job and you're like, oh, I'm pulling down 90 or something like that. That's not how it works. So you have to really love what you do. And this industry can chew people up and spit people out. And we have had the most amazing associate producers on the show. And the thing that sucks about it is that you know that this is not their final stop. Mm-hmm. Like, Ethan, if you were like, the Annie Fry show is the limit for me, you would not be as good as you are. So that's the thing that always, I've thank you for appreciating Helen, Ethan, while he's here. I don't know how long we'll have you. We usually send Ryan out to try to kidnap the associate producers right before they take a new job, so just be prepared for that. But Ethan is fantastic, and for as long as you are here, we're grateful for it.
Super kind words. I appreciate it. According to Russell, this might be my last day.
Yeah.
Ethan,
also,
you didn't know today was your last day? Question mark.
No, it is not your last day. Not as far as we're concerned, at least. We have raised over $16,000, and we are continuing to soldier on. We're at $16,216 at this point. If you want to join us and donate at lisastl.org/Annie, Lisa with an E. We're going to try to build this into the biggest thing we possibly can. We've achieved that $10,000 match. I am so, so grateful to you for making this a possibility. It's America Day here on the Annie Fry Show. If you haven't tuned in to see the... Way to go, Ethan.
I'll be back.
If you haven't tuned in to see our America spirit... Tune into the Annie Fry YouTube channel and vote in the poll. Should Annie let Wiggins trim her hair? If we meet our goal, we met it. We need to know what you think. We got 250 votes right there. Make sure you weigh in. We'll do a little more Ask Us Anything next question in the next segment. Don't go away. Just need one more shot. Have forgiveness. All right, my first Ask Me Anything question. I just told you to go first, but I'm stepping in. Do you like Michael Jackson? It's a yes or no question.
No. No, and I'll tell you real quickly, because I've never really been a huge Michael Jackson fan. It's not that there are no songs that I think are good. I just am not really that big of a fan. I never have been.
So it's Michael Jackson's music that you don't like?
Yeah,
or
his music.
It's like that precedes all the other reasons people don't may not like him.
Yeah, I'm just purely based on the music. And I get why people like him. So it's not as if I don't get that he's talented and he has good music. I just don't care for it that
Brad?
Much.
Michael Jackson is better than the Beatles.
Oh, come on.
I'm a yes.
This is ridiculous.
I'm a yes.
I can't believe one of my questions today was about the Beatles. I can't believe you didn't even know that.
Are they good? Because I'm going to say no.
No, it wasn't. I wasn't going to allow you to say that. Because
next question.
It's apostasy. Next question apostasy. Is who's your favorite Beatle?
Bailey.
You don't even know what that is.
I do too. He's a little army man in a cartoon.
Yeah. Do you think he's funny?
I think he's hilarious.
Do you think Marmaduke is funny?
No.
Do you think Mark Trail is interesting?
Yes.
Mark Trail.
The street. Whoa. Glen Carbon.
Named after that comic strip.
Right.
Next question. That wasn't even a real one.
Mm-hmm.
Was that your
favorite? Who's your favorite Beatle?
Oh, I don't like him.
Him?
So Ringo.
Honestly, if I'm answering that question, I would say George Harrison because I like the things that he did in the 80s.
That's fair. That's mm-hmm. completely fair.
Yeah.
I just like the way Ringo talks.
Oh, they all kind of talk like that.
Yeah, they don't sound
just
a
like
lot different.
British people.
Oh, Ringo has the deep Liverpool accent.
I'm going to go ahead and answer Paul. Too bad Ethan's not in here. He could tell us who are the Beatles.
Next question.
Annie, did you ever find a grill for Jared?
I'm glad you asked. I have gotten that question everywhere I go since last Friday.
Really?
We went to Andrea's, had a steak dinner, and we went to Collinsville Barbecue first. And we didn't realize this, but they close at 6 on Fridays. We walked in at 5:55 and saw that it was closing at 6. We're like, oh, we're sorry. He's like, no, stay. Collinsville Barbecue is an amazing store. They have Andrea's.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff. I
That's
took
right.
a picture of that
yeah.
and sent it in there so you can get your Andrea's sauce at Collinsville Barbecue. They have classes that you can take. There's like a whole bunch of things there. I think
like
new
barbecue classes?
Yes. Of all different types of things. Collinsville Barbecue. They had some really amazing smokers in there that are made in Cape Girardeau. All American made.
Oh, cool.
Top of the line. And my husband doesn't know 100% exactly what he wants yet, and he drags his feet on buying stuff. It's the worst.
It'd be funny if they were made in Cape Girardeau by a Canadian.
I put no parameters, like, I'm the money person in our family, and I was like, get whatever you want. Like, you will absolutely use this and utilize it. We didn't really do anything for Christmas big for each other, so I was like, get what you want. Make it happen for yourself. So I don't know if he's ready to go like top line because he's kind of still getting into this. So we haven't bought one yet. He's looking into pit bosses. We haven't bought one yet. But everywhere I go, y'all, when I was at the Jersey County Lincoln Day dinner this weekend in Jerseyville, the women who came up to me were like, I love your show. I love that you talk about your family and your faith. And the men are like, did he get a barbecue grill? Like over and over and over again. Not yet. Leaning Pit Boss, your suggestions are welcome. Let me have them.
It's been so cold. I really want to get a George Foreman. Never had a George Foreman. Just for the inside, though.
Need to get a Ninja Grill.
I've had a George Foreman grill.
They're good, right?
No.
No?
No.
Well, maybe I'll reconsider.
They kind of dry the meat out.
Next question.
Ryan?
Okay.
You didn't even ask a real one.
When was the last time you had a haircut?
I've had it maybe summer. Maybe, okay. I think it might have been like June or July.
I thought it was either fairly recently or it had been forever. I didn't know.
No, I haven't had a haircut recently. I'm about to.
Yeah,
it
you
looks
are.
Like.
Well,
oh, gosh.
Gotta keep voting yes. Vote yes, vote yes.
Vote no, vote no.
About two Saturdays ago. It's not very exciting.
I haven't had one for about a month. That's, but I wear hats, so.
I noticed your hair was getting kind of long.
It's getting kind of long in the back. That's the best I can do, Annie.
Okay. I have a question here. Where did it go? What's your favorite interview you've ever done from Ender on the Annie Fry YouTube channel? I just said Dana Perino's interview that we did at 1225 is my favorite. That is, she's not somebody we've been able to have on as much because of her schedule. It was really wonderful that she agreed to come on and talk to us today. She knew we were going to talk about the Lutheran scholarship that we were trying to raise funds for and school choice. So I was very grateful for her time today, but I'm just a huge fan of hers, and that one's it. Favorite interview that you've done, and I will also add on the favorite thing that we've done as a show. It could be on air, it could be off air. Like, when you think about the Annie Fry show experience, the Tops Annie Fry show experience, what is it?
Oh, gosh. Man, some of the Annie Are You OKs lately have just been so funny. I was putting together the best of for some of our Christmas holiday stuff, and the last half of the year, especially the last quarter of the year, so not just after Trump was elected, like the last 3 months, we had some of the funniest stuff I think we've ever had. And I was tempted, I didn't end up doing this, but I was tempted to do a show that was just Annie Are You OKs.
Wiggins America show?
No, a best of Annie Fry show.
Oh.
For when, you know, we were holiday breaks and stuff. I might do that someday, but they've been so funny. I would say actually that's my favorite part of the show is when, you know, 2 o'clock hour is always fun, but 2 o'clock on Thursdays, for some reason, we just lose our mind. It's like we all realize at the same time that tomorrow's Friday, and now it's Friday, and we're like, what's 2 o'clock going to be? And we're like out of gas.
Yeah, I've said on the air before that when it gets to be 2:25 on a Thursday, that's when my weekend begins.
Yeah. So that's not any one particular point, but this last year, honestly, the last 12 months have just been really good. Like, we've had good shows. It doesn't hurt anything that Donald Trump is the president of the United States. Going into that election, we were all like just chewing our fingernails. And going, you know, there's a lot of energy, but it was nervous energy.
And you guys know this. You heard me on air, but you also saw me off air. I was an absolute anxiety-ridden mess on election day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, on election night, boss. I would say, because I watch the numbers and stuff, I'd say, oh, this state's done. And you'd be like, don't you dare say that.
Yeah. Knock it off. Yeah. What about you, Brad?
I would say the two, I'm a big experiences guy. The two things that I can't decide between is one is the Disney trip as a show.
That was fun.
As far as fun goes and an experience and pure unadulterated just nonsense, that was it.
Have you ever been so physically active for that amount of time in like a 3-day span? Have you ever done anything more physically taxing than that Disney trip?
No, I can honestly say no.
No, because it's like a lot of physical expenditure.
30,000 steps a day.
And then you didn't sleep.
Yeah, because we just kept going, and then we'd get up early.
As late as you could go, and then get back as early as you can, and get up and go as early as you can.
And I'm going to interject here, too, and say that there are a lot of different ways you can take a Disney World trip, and I asked you guys ahead of time, like, how do you want to do this? Do you want to have, like, a sleep-in, relaxing, you know, we're in Florida, yay for that, and we'll ride a few rides, or what? And you all said, we want to go.
We screamed, go.
You ride. You're like, I want to go as hardcore, do as much as we can possibly get done in that amount of time as we can. And I'm like, are you sure? Because I do spreadsheets.
On on day two, the morning of day two, my calves were so hard that I was like, Brad, I don't think that you could, like, I don't think you could bounce a quarter off my calves. They were like rocks.
And you were super dehydrated.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't know it, but I was.
Anything else?
Well, the other thing was, is whenever we got invited to go visit the border.
Yeah.
And that is an experience from a news presenting broadcasting situation. That to me was probably one of the biggest highlights of my career on the Annie Fry Show.
Yeah. I think that what I have in my mind for the future of us, if I can, I always got to finagle something. I got to make it happen in one way, shape, or form. But we need an Annie Fry Show goes to DC, and we need an Annie Fry Show goes to New York.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
All in one trip.
No. I haven't been to D.C.
I don't want
to
be doing that long.
Go.
No.
Dehydrate.
I don't want not that much in one time. But how do we figure that out? I'm not 100% sure yet. If you got ideas, you can certainly let us know. Annie Fry on YouTube. You can vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Should I let Ryan trim my hair since we met our goal? If you're interested in donating, of course, we are still looking to grow this as much as possible. Lisa, STL.org/Annie. 2 o'clock hour on a Friday, coming up next.